I live in a haunted house where the woman burned up in the front yard, and now she haunts our house daily, and she is so sweet. Here's a story about her. Pardon my face, I just got back from a run, and I'm sitting in front of my shed, but this story was one that I was like, oh, I have to tell this now, or I'm gonna totally forget about it. So a couple months ago, if you've been following, you know that we renovated our third floor. Our house was built in 1896, so there's a lot of renovation projects to follow, but this was huge because we basically took everything down to the studs and turned it into from an attic into a bonus room. Now, Helen was very active during this renovation, and you can scroll back in other videos and learn about when she gets active, and it's mostly when we do renovations to the home. Otherwise, she loves having us here. This story has to do with my dog, and I've talked about it a little bit in previous videos, but I want to get into it a little bit more. So it was over the course of maybe 4 or 5 nights in a row that our dog, who sleeps at the foot of our bed, his little black cocker spaniel, would be staring at the bureau or dresser that we have there, which has a mirror attached to it. And it would start off simple enough where he would like growl a little bit at the mirror, but then it would just get progressively worse to the point where it was like over an hour of just like screaming and barking at the mirror. There was nothing we could do to stop it. Then he decided to start like just like almost launching himself at the mirror off of the bed. It was just wild for a little while there. My husband and I thought for sure he was just seeing his reflection in the mirror. He thought it was another dog and he felt like someone was on his territory. But when we went to go cover up the mirror, it still happened. Like, he saw something through that mirror. And even though we covered it, there was no way, he's such a little dog, there was no way he could see above what we covered. Like, we put a picture in front of it. It was the middle of the night. We were tired. He was still pissed off. It got to the point where I had to like take him off of the bed, remove his little steps because he has little legs, so he can't get up onto the bed without those. And that's how we had to sleep for a couple of nights while we went through this. So we think that there was someone in that mirror that was kind of taunting him and getting him to get super pissed. Now, after the renovation ended and completed, we have not had that happen one single time. And I think that that was just another way of Helen letting us know that she really doesn't like when we change things around the house. But I think she's pretty cool with it now. It seems like after we do a big renovation, she is pissed for a couple of weeks, and then she's like back to just, you know, business as usual.